Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Athletic Director Tim McMurray. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
Great. So very quickly, some good news on the two football student athletes who were actually shot in Miami, and they're doing better.
Very blessed. Coach Bailiff and I got that phone call the first weekend of spring break you never want to get, and Jay Bias and Xavier Morris, just starting their spring break, were robbed and shot both multiple times coming out of a grocery store simply buying breakfast food. There were no spring break shenanigans. Mm-hmm. There was no foul play on their side of things, but just unfortunately in the wrong place at the wrong time, and you know, took a total of 7 bullets. We were with them and the families for 3 days overlapping down in Miami, and very fortunate to spend some time with two great families, two great kids, and they very happy to say that they came back to Texas last week, and Jay way ahead of schedule, because Jay was in ICU the entire time I was there and really could only have very limited visitors. Did have a chance to spend time with X. So bottom line, very blessed, are both back in Texas, safe, healthy, and on a road to what will be a long recovery, but we got two guys that certainly know how to do it.
Great. Tim, thanks for the update on that. Something that you and I haven't talked much about, if at all, really, is the expansion of the Lone Star Conference, which is it's an interesting thing. The conference has really interesting to read the history of the Lone Star Conference going back to 1931.
It is.
But so 8 new schools coming in this next academic year, and you'll have a total of 19 schools in the conference. But we should say the first thing people think about is football. None of these schools coming in will play football.
Yep, and that's a great point. That's actually the first question I typically get, so I appreciate you setting that one up. Football doesn't change. Football is the same 9. What football's done, and we can talk about that, you know, sometime in the future as we get closer to the 2020 season. Mm-hmm. But what football has is now a scheduling alliance with the GNAC, another Pacific Northwest and West Coast Conference. So that's not a true absorption of schools, but it is a football scheduling alliance to guarantee us some games each year. What the Lone Star Conference did, for once, it's a little more geographically favorable to us. As an example, you mentioned there are 19 schools, but in the court sports, it actually evens out well for specifically men's and women's basketball, because the women have Texas Women's on their side. The men have Dallas Baptist. What we finally came up with is a 3-16 pods. So we don't want us to call them pods. They want us to call them divisions. But for the purposes of explanation, we have 3-16 pods. And our travel partner in the court sports is UT Tyler. Midwestern State and Cameron are also in our pod. And then Oklahoma Christian and Arkansas Fort Smith. So that's 6. And then so you say, well, what about Tarleton, Dallas Baptist, Texas Women's? Well, they've slid into that pod. They've kind of slid down I-35 with St. Mary's, St. Edward's, Kingsville, A&M International. Then you have Eastern New Mexico, West Texas, Angelo, Permian Basin, East and Western New Mexico out in the other two pods. So for once, within our pod, Arkansas-Fort Smith is really our longest trip, and that's still not like having to drive to Kingsville mm-hmm. every year. Sure. What it does in your pod, particularly, you go home and home. So we will go to Tyler, we will go to Midwestern Cameron, we'll go to Fort Smith, Oklahoma Christian, and then we will either have a West Texas, Eastern Mexico, home or away. You know, we'll go to A&M Kingsville and A&M International on a road swing, and then they'll return the next year. What it does is it truly merges the Division II schools in Texas into one footprint. There's no reason that, you know, we shouldn't be playing St. Edward's and St. Mary's every year in sports. There's no reason, you know, that we shouldn't embrace Dallas Baptist as a conference opponent, not just a regional opponent. And I think it will make for some new and developed rivalries.
We're talking with Tim McMurray, A&M Commerce Athletic Director. So the two closest schools coming in that people will be familiar with are Dallas Baptist and UT Tyler.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And so 19 schools, I saw the news release said this is the biggest conference in Division II. Is there a bigger conference in any division of bigger than 19 schools?
No.
So this may be the biggest conference in the country.
Unless there might be one of those mega conferences in D3, but no, certainly the largest in Division I and II, and I would bet you're right. I bet that this is the largest conference.
We're about to run out of time. We're going to have to touch on a couple of things real quickly. First of all, softball doing very well again, the national rankings. Men's track doing very well. And you do have another track meet, home track meet, coming up April 12th and 13th, so a chance for folks to see them.
Absolutely. We had our inaugural East Texas quad meet wrap on the back weekend of spring break, and now we'll host our traditional ET Invitational. And just really, really pleased. A lot of momentum coming off the indoor season, and looking forward. I really think our best track and field this spring is ahead of us.
So you're still working on the football schedule coming up. We'll have you back soon. We'll talk about that. But there's one more date you're trying to nail down.
I hope we're coming back soon to talk about that 11th game. And believe me, it's a daily priority.
All right. So. Tim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thanks very much, John Mark.
Tim McMurray, A&M Commerce Athletic Director. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.